हाँ जी हाँ जी हाँ जी
थैंक यू पापा,
हाँ
थैंक
जी
यू पापा, थैंक यू पापा, हालेलुया।
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oseo, 32. Hallelujah. Magadan Hapun saying, yo. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hello. Oh, hola. Hallelujah. Whoever you are, wherever you are in the world, we say hello. God bless you. Hallelujah. God loves you, and we do too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are fighting for the Lord today because he's been with us. He woke us up this morning, and he started us on our way. And guess what? He's still with us. Hallelujah. And we thank God for the hallelujah, for what he's done already. We thank God for the team today. Hallelujah. We have hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We have Pastor Theodis Lee. Are you there? Hallelujah.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Pastor Maxine Lee, are you there? Hallelujah.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Pastor Peaches Bird, are you there?
Hallelujah.
God bless me, God. Baruch Shemandola. Hallelujah. Oh, and Bishop E.T. Bird is here too. Glory to God. Dr. E.T. Bird is on the scene. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for you. Look here, I tell you, hallelujah, if you ever want to contact us, you can call us after the service is over at 410-444-5152. That's 410-444-5152. Or you can write us at the Potter's House Church, hallelujah, Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Again, that's hallelujah. Glory to God. Post Office Box, hallelujah, 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And before we go any further, we're going to have Pastor Peaches, if you would come forth and give us our housekeeping suggestions.
Hallelujah. Gather the children, the cat, the dog, everybody in the household. You want God to bless. Hallelujah. Here comes the word. Glory to God. Get your pencil, your paper, your Bible, your composition notebook. Hallelujah. And your communion element. Your cracker, your juice, your whatever you want to use as your bread and your wine.
Hallelujah.
God is on the scene. He's getting ready to bless.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Out, man. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Y'all prepare yourselves. So, hallelujah. Because we lifting up, hallelujah, our vessels to God are filling us today. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. And look here. We stand on his word. Hallelujah. And as you know that we do our pastor's corner. And before we turn loose the authorized mouthpieces of God right now for the pastor's corner, I got to give a testimony real quick. You know, many years ago, I had a vehicle. A lot of folks didn't have vehicles, and I would take them home from church. You know, and people would try to give me money, and I would say, "No, that's all right." And I kept on doing it. And I said, and I remember one occasion I took a whole bunch of folks home, and on my way home, come on now, watch out now. On my way home, I ran out of gas. I had to call somebody, and then the Lord starts spanking me. He said, look here, you know, I already prayed to me for finances. You prayed for me to deliver you, to be your rear ward, your rear guard. You already prayed. And look here, the Lord was trying to you don't say no. What you do, you say thank you. I receive it in Jesus' name, because guess what? They're trying to sow because they have a need themselves, and they sowing seed on good ground. Watch out now. They're sowing seed on good ground. So I share this with you pastors, 1,000 pastors that have tuned in from all over the world. You 9 pastors in Africa, God bless you, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your pastors all over the world, I want you to understand that folk will begin to give into your book. So we decree it and we declare it in Jesus' name. From the north, east, south, and west, people will begin to give into your bosom. And don't you hesitate. Don't you equivocate. Don't you ruminate. Hallelujah. You just say, oh, thank you. I receive it in Jesus' name. And just get the step. And hallelujah. Just use it for the glory of God. I use it to build up the. Do you hear what I'm saying, pastors? Hallelujah. All right.
Mm-hmm.
the opportunity. I don't know what I'm just sort of just confabulated here because I have the privilege to introduce to some and to present to others none other than the dynamic duo. Come on, hallelujah. I'm not talking about Batman and Robin. I'm not talking about Superman and Superwoman. I'm not talking about the $6 million man or the $6 million woman. I'm talking about the authorized mouthpieces of God. I'm talking about pastors Maxine and the oldest Lee. They're doing the pastor's corner on today. Let the church say amen. If
amen.
I can die amen, can I just rent one for a little while? Say amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, Pastor Maxine and Pastor Theodos Lee. Hallelujah. The floor is yours right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we choose. Make a quality decision to worship the Lord and give him thanks and glory and honor and praise and majesty, and to Dr. Earl and to his anointed blessed wife, Pastor Willie Bird. We feel very honored again to be invited to come back on your broadcast. We do not take it lightly, so that's why we feel so honored. Amen. Thank you so much for having us. And we pray that all the listeners out there, that the Lord has a word in the word just for you. Amen. Our prayer is that as the word comes forth, amen, there is a word in the word for you. So we invite you to listen very intently. We won't say before you long. I'm going to share with you the word here with you, and then I'm going to turn it over to Mrs. Lee. And the word is like two words in one, and that is obedience is always better than sacrifice. Again, obedience is always better than sacrifice. Amen. And also the other part is the difference that worship makes in the life of a believer. Again, the difference that worshiping God makes in the life of a believer. In Joshua, the sixth chapter, verses one, sixth chapter, it talks about how God had given, the city of Ai into the hands of Israel, the people of God. And God gave them some specific instructions. And he said, the way that I'm going to do it, he said, it's going to be a little unconventional. He said, I'm going to give them into your hands. And that is, I want you to march around the city of Ai in Jericho, he said, on for 7 days. But the first day through the sixth day, I want you to march around. Amen. And he said, also, I want you to not to say one word. Amen. I don't want you to speak one word out of your mouth as you march around the first day and as you march around the second day. And he said, when you get to the seventh day, then he says, I want you to shout. The shout meaning also the word there in chapter Joshua, it means to give God worship and give God's praise. God honors worship. No matter what you're going through, my brothers and sisters out there in radio land, God is a God of worship. And I can tell you, Mrs. Lee and I can tell you many, 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 many times that the Lord has answered our prayers where we stop focusing in on the problem or the situation, amen, and we focus on him and just gave him worship and gave him praise and gave him honor and gave him majesty, amen, because God is a God of worship. And also when God gave, I want you to notice too, in this sixth chapter, God gave them specific instruction, amen, just continue to march around. Don't say one word. Amen. Because many times we have missed, we didn't get the blessings that God had already planned for us and already told us, I'm going to do thus and so. And because we went out and we start letting everybody know, God said this and God said that. When the Lord gives you a word, it's good for you. It's very important to keep that word close to your heart until it comes to pass. And one of the ways you show God that you appreciate the word is that you're willing to give him thanks for it every day thereafter and give him worship for it every day, no matter what comes. Amen. The Bible says Satan, John 10:10, Satan comes to steal the word. He comes to destroy. destroy the word. He comes to kill, try to get you to give up on that word. But God said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Zoe, the God kind of life. God is always thinking about you, my brother, and he's always thinking about you, my sister. Husband and wife out there, God is thinking about you. You're going through, but the Lord says to tell you that you're coming out. Amen. You're doing the right thing because you're worshiping God and you're praising God and you're giving honor to God and you're giving God thanksgiving. Don't stop doing what you're doing, the Lord says. You're on the right road. Amen. You have the right attitude and you have the right heart toward God. Because why? He loves worship. He loves you to praise him. He loves you to thank him for the answer. Amen. When you can thank your God for the answer, now you're on the right track, serving the right God. Amen. And the blessing is coming right on time. Amen. God is a God of truth. He cannot lie. He will not fail. If he spoke it, he will do it. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, we walk by faith, not by sight. Amen. So continue to keep doing the things that you know to do. Obedience is always better than the sacrifice. And when God told them what to do on the sixth day and on the seventh day, he changed it. He said, now I want you to walk around the wall, stay quiet. Amen. Wait on me. Just stay in harmony. And then he said, on the seventh day, I want you to walk around seven times. What God was doing was, amen, he was showing them, amen, that if they're willing to wait on him and do it the plan his way, amen, the answer was definitely coming. And on the seventh day, the Bible said that God showed up. And it was probably, I said, an angel of the Lord. Amen. When God saw their obedience, and on the seventh day, he said, give me a shout like you never shout. I worship me and thank me. Amen. And it was like an angel of the Lord that stepped out of heaven and stepped on that city of Ai. Amen. It was a walled city. It was a fortress. But God sent the angel, and the angel, so when he stepped on it, the power of God just spoke the word. However, it says that instead of the city falling apart, it said the city of Ai, a strong fortress city, it went flat down to the even of the earth. Amen. When God does it and he wants to make a statement, he can do it a whole lot of different ways. And that was one of them, straight into the ground. And God sent Israel over there inside the land and took the land. Amen. So if he spoke it, he will do it.
Hallelujah.
Have faith in God. Mrs. Lee.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Obedience. Amen. In Proverbs 25:12, it says, if you be willing and obedient,
mm-hmm.
ye shall eat the good of the land. Amen.
Yes.
And in order for them to get the victory over Jericho,
yes.
Amen. And that city coming down, they had to be willing,
yes.
to obey the instructions that God has given them.
Yes.
And it made me think about how through praise and worship, God will instruct us. He will give us different things. Amen. And this scripture came to my heart in John 4, praise God. And what it says in John 4, around the 20th, where is it? Wait a minute. I lost my spot. Thank you, Jesus. John 4, amen. The 24th verse, it says, God is the spirit,
yes.
and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Yes.
You have to remember, you're not just a mere man or a mere woman, amen.
Yes.
Praise God, but you are a spirit, amen.
Yes. Yes.
And God is a spirit. And when we worship God, we have to worship him in spirit and in truth in order for him to empower us and to give us instruction.
Yes.
The woman said unto him, I know the Messiah set cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, and he will tell us all things. You remember that God will tell you all things. He will tell you when the enemy is around. He will let you know, praise God, what corner, what avenue, what street he's on, praise God. But you have to worship him in spirit and in truth.
Yes.
You have to be up there in the spirit with God. Hallelujah. And in praise and worship. Worship is very powerful, amen.
Yes.
Praise is powerful, amen. In the traditional way, we think about, most people think about worship as a slow and melodious song that often requires the closing of your eyes and lifting of hands in reverence to God, while they think of praise is considered as singing of songs, usually fast ones, and dancing to God. Amen. Worship is something that comes from the spirit. It comes from your heart. God looks on your heart.
Yes.
The word of God dwells in your heart.
Yes.
The Bible teaches us out of our innermost beings flow rivers of living water. Amen. The water of God, the words of God, the power of God, hallelujah, the deliverance of God flows out of your innermost being, praise God, hallelujah. Worship unto God. What is worship according to the Bible? In Christianity, worship is the act of attitude of reverence, honor, and homage to God. You have to put God first in everything. I call him my daddy. Amen. Praise God. He's my papa. Praise God. I get up there in the spirit. Hallelujah. Where he is. Amen. I bow my heart before him and I honor him and I'm ready for him to give me instructions of what he wants me to do, how he wants me to minister, how he wants me to treat people, how he wants me to help people, how he wants me to love people. You see, because my love is a fleshly love, but his love is a godly love. It's an unconditional love. Amen. Praise God. It's a love that will worship and honor him and be a blessing to this world. In the New Testament, various words are used to refer to the term worship, hallelujah. And one is proskuneo. That means to worship, amen, hallelujah, which means to bow down, hallelujah, to God or King. When the enemy attacked my body, amen, I told the Lord, I said, I cannot get down on my knees anymore. Praise God. And the Spirit of the Lord said, not in the natural, but you can get down. You can bow before me in your heart, in the spirit. And this is what God wants us to do. Amen. It's nothing impossible for God. Amen. It's nothing will be able to hinder you and stop you from worshiping and praising God. This is the trick of the enemy. When the enemy comes in, hallelujah, like a flood, amen, God raises up a standard against him. The enemy wants you, amen, praise God, not to worship God. He wants you not to be obedient unto God. He wants you, praise God, to bow down before him. But God created you in his image, in his likeness, to worship him. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. We use this expression, hallelujah, and we sing hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, meaning I love you, Father. I adore you, Father. And hallelujah is the greatest praise and worship that you can give unto the Father. Remember, when you into, hallelujah, your avenue of prayer closet, whether it be in your bedroom, whether it be in your living room, whether it be in your car, whether it be, hallelujah, on the street, praise God, you always bow down before the Father God, because your footsteps, amen, has to be ordered by the Lord. You are a child of the living God, amen. We living in a day and an hour, amen, that a lot is going on in this world. And fear, the enemy is is attacking people with fear. Amen. God did not give us the spirit of fear, but a love and power and a sound mind. The enemy is coming up against your mind, but you remember what the word of God said. He said, whose report will you believe? I believe in the report of the Lord. That report said who he set free is free indeed. That means that the enemy, hallelujah, cannot bound you anymore. He cannot hinder you anymore. He cannot stop you anymore, hallelujah, for doing, hallelujah, the will of God. I like it because Joshua was in the book of Joshua when they went and they marched around the Jericho wall. Amen. Praise God. In the natural, they said, we can't do this. In the natural, they said, this wall is too high. In the natural, they said, the enemy is too great. Hallelujah. But God said, if you are willing and you are obedient, you will eat the good of the land. So as they marched and kept the instructions of the Lord, amen, and they kept their mouth shut, and they did what God said, amen, hallelujah, God built up a standard against the enemy. And on that seventh day, hallelujah, he told them, he said, blow the trumpet, amen, sound out and ring out, cry out and spare not, amen. And they were obedient, hallelujah, and they cried out, and they spared not, hallelujah, and the wall of Jericho came down, amen. Are you, this is the question I want to ask you today, pastors and ministers, hallelujah, are you hearing the voice of God? Are you being obedient to the voice of God? Are you doing what God telling you to do, or are you leaning to the arms of flesh? We want to hear the voice of God. We want to be obedient to the voice of God, because it's not that you that's fighting the battle. God says he's fighting the battle. And the battle is not yours, but it's the Lord. Hallelujah. God wants us, amen, to be obedient, for we can eat the good of the land. God bless you. Hope and pray that you receive this word on today, and praise God that it has been a blessing. Dr. Birds, we thank you for the pastor's corner.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name today.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
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 Worthy Jesus. You're worthy, Jesus. Hallelujah. All glory and honor and praise, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Bless your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Your word, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless your name, O God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glorify your name. We thank you, O God, for the pastor's corner on today.
Thank you, Jesus.
For what our ears have heard and our hearts have felt, O God. We thank you, Lord, that you met us at the point of our need, and pastors around the world have received what, hallelujah, that God wanted to impart today, hallelujah, and leaders and those who stand in the office of a pastor and those who stand in leadership roles, we thank you, oh God, for allowing them to hear what you had to say on today. We thank you, oh God. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Peaches, if you have a song, can you sing it right now? Because I'm having trouble with the music today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of Christ my Savior, standing.
standing. I'm standing on the promises of God.
Hallelujah.
Standing on the promises that cannot fail when the howling storms of doubt and fear assail. By the living word of God, I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord. Bound to him eternally by love's strong cord. Overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ my Savior. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises, I cannot fail. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. I'm standing on the promises of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Yes, Jesus.
The promises of God.
Oh, bless your name, Jesus.
God, we thank God for the pastor's corner on today. We bless God for the mighty warriors and guardians of the altar, pastors Maxine and Theodis Lee. God bless you real good. We thank you so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Father God, we just thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Our hearts have been warmed and our hearts have been blessed because of what the word that came forth. Hallelujah. Now, hallelujah. We're moving into another segment of this International Victory Service. Hallelujah. And we welcome those on the call now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Apostle Margie Mercer, God bless you. God bless you, dear. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sister Rachel and Stephanie, God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Angie and Yvette and Mother Dolores Harris, God bless you. Right on her. God bless you. Whole family. God. We love the family to be together. Hallelujah. Worshiping and praising God. Thank you, Sister Kirby. God bless you. Cynthia, God bless you. Glory to God. Prophet Cynthia, God bless you too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor Peggy, Pastor Mike in Hanover, Pennsylvania. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Brother Raymond Banks down there in Chesapeake, Virginia. God bless you. Hallelujah. And Chief Skywalker of the Skywalker clan of the Norway tribe of the Cherokee Nation.
Hallelujah.
Eastern Band. Hallelujah. God bless you, Chief. Hallelujah. God bless you real good. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Apostle Dustin Harper, God bless you. Apostle Kevin Barber, God bless you. Pastor Shelley Barber, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Archbishop Marcia Avis, God bless you. Dr. Nancy McKnight, God bless you. Dr. Wenda, hallelujah. Wenda Mack, God bless you. Oh, glory to God. We thank God for all these folks. Brother Jerry Cleveland, God bless you. Hallelujah. Minister Linda Blackwell, hallelujah. We bless God. Tiffany, God bless you. And David and Sterling, and glory to God. Hallelujah. Reggie, God bless you all. Hallelujah. Danya, hallelujah. God bless you, baby girls. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Overseer Nevis, God bless you down there in North Carolina. Sister Darby down there in Tartboro, North Carolina. Holla Jerry in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. God bless you too. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you. Sister Carol King. God bless you, Bethany Carol. Hallelujah. I think you're in Parkville. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Danielle Curtis in Columbia. God bless you. Hallelujah. Shelly over there in West Baltimore. Is that right? Glory to God. God bless you for tuning in today. We thank God for all of you. Hallelujah. Dominique and Justin. My goodness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Regina Bruce. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you who have tuned in today.
Bless your name.
We are having a time in the Lord. Because when God speaks, it's better than E.F. Hutton. You remember the commercial? When E.F. Hutton speaks, everybody listens, you know. When God speaks, we ought to be listening. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when his authorized mouthpieces speak, Pastor Theodos Lee, Pastor Maxine Lee, Pastor, hallelujah, Pastor Peter speak, everybody ought to listen because God, hallelujah, is using the Holy Spirit to speak through them. Hallelujah, to get to us. Hallelujah. So we thank God for that. At this time, Pastor Peaches, if you would come forth and read the Old Testament and New Testament scriptures, we would appreciate it. God bless you.
Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is just an awesome God. Glory, glory, glory. Thank God for every opportunity. Hallelujah, that we have to read the Word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Our Old Testament scripture reading,
hallelujah.
Jeremiah 18, hallelujah, through 6.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words.
Hallelujah.
Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? Saith the Lord, behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the Old Testament reading. Hallelujah. And our New Testament scripture. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for the Word of God.
Yes, hallelujah.
12, hallelujah, 1 and 2. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. And God add a blessing to the hearers of his word. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, you're awesome, Jesus. Yes, you are, Jesus.
He's so wonderful. The Lord is my shepherd.
Yes, you are.
Whatever I need, the Lord
is my and
praise, I won't say I know he's so wonderful. Wow, he's wonderful.
Yes, you are, Jesus.
I believe the Lord is wonderful. Yes, he is.
Yes, you are, Lord.
Oh, Lord, he's so wonderful. Yes, he is. Well, if you never try God, try the Lord one.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You're wonderful, Jesus. Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. On the same night in which you were betrayed, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody help me now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You took the bread, and when you give it back, you broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mm.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our healing already.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Your word says in Luke 4:18 that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The intestinal system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, O God, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out, outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now. Glory to God. All over the earth right now in Jesus' name. Miraculous healing going on right now in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Father God, your words say, hallelujah, that healing is the bread of your children, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matthew 15:26. 1 John 3:1-2. Galatians 3:26 and Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. Hallelujah. So we thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That healing is the bread of your children right now. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. And likewise, thank you, Lord. On the same night which you were betrayed, you took also the cup. And when you're given thanks, we thank you, Lord. You declared that this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers, glory to God, hallelujah, covers us as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah, the tisp right, hallelujah, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, hallelujah, covers every, hallelujah, glory to God, covers us, hallelujah, glory to God, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, reverses, utterly destroys, decimates, hallelujah, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, every curse against us and our families in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every hex, every spell in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We call down the fire of heaven upon every curse against us and our families. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, hallelujah, undoes, unties, severs, cuts, nullifies, reverses, destroys, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you for Holy Communion on today, oh God. It's the meal that heals and delivers in Jesus' name. Bear to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name, precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood somebody right now listening to us right now that doesn't know God in the pardoning of their sins, we ask you to throw up your hands right now and repeat after me, Lord Jesus,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, I ask you to forgive me of all of my sins and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I believe that you lived, died, and rose again, and now you're seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for me. And because I have spoken this out of my mouth, and I believe it in my heart, I am saved. I am saved. I am saved. Oh, let's praise the Lord just for a little while. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Not only are you saved, but glory to God, you are healed right now in Jesus' name. Chances are being dissolved right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. High blood pressure is coming back to normal. Diabetes, glucose levels coming back to normal. Hallelujah. New spleen, new gallbladder, new kidney, new heart, new lungs. Hallelujah. New livers in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. New bladders in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Arms and legs growing out. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Eyes, blinded eyes are opening right now. Ears are opening right now. You couldn't speak, but right now, say hallelujah. Glory to God. You couldn't stand, but get up and start running. Take up your bed and follow Christ right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. And Father God, we thank you for our family daily confession. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our families,
hallelujah,
not extended families, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, Kings, the first chapter, Acts, the first chapter, and verse 8.
Hallelujah.
We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name. Lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from your perspective, God.
Hallelujah. We know.
And we're not intimidated by anything in this life.
Yeah.
We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We bless your name on today.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah.
Pastor Peaches, our official timekeeper, what time do we have?
3:55.
Pastor Peaches, do you have a testimony? You have some words you'd like to share?
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for every opportunity we had to encourage the people of God. Hallelujah. Saints of God, we know this. It's a whole lot going on around us, but don't be moved. Be steadfast and unmovable in the word, in the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, the saints of God, we have to stand on the word no matter what we see, feel, hear, feel, smell, whatever. Because the word of God will not and cannot change. We cannot change. Human beings, we always moving according a lot of times to our emotions. But the word of God said, "And present them unto the Lord. Present them unto the Lord.
Yeah.
Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed
by the
renewing of your mind."
Yeah.
And it's so much going on in the newspaper. Sometimes we have to turn the newspaper over when it comes to listen to the news. Yes, we need to know what's going on around us, but sometimes we have to turn the news off.
Hallelujah.
I know I do. I have to turn the news off sometimes. Hallelujah. And get into the word of God and be only moved by what you hear and what you hear in the word, what God is speaking to your spirit. Hallelujah. And that's what you believe. Whose report will you believe?
Hallelujah.
God's report? Or the report of man. Man can change. God never changes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And we have to continue to stand on what God says.
stand on God's promises. His promises does not lie. His promises don't change. His promises don't fail. They don't fall to the ground. Hallelujah. And that's what we have to stand on. That's what we have to hold to. Hallelujah. When the enemy see you not wavering, he'll leave you alone in that area. He may go somewhere else, but he's going to leave you alone in that area. Oh, well, I can't shake him in that. Let me see what else I can borrow. Or let me see where else I can go. And when he leaves you one area, when he sees you're unchanged, unmovable, he'll find somewhere else. I remember a year ago from there, I could shake him when I would show them that, or when I would do that. No. But as we build ourselves up in the Lord, in areas that we know where we need building up in, the enemy will leave you alone in that area.
Hallelujah.
He'll stop bothering in that area. Hallelujah. God's word is true. Hallelujah. We thank God so many things we've been believing God for, to be able to bless people, be able to do this and that for people. And the Lord is his word is true. He's going to bless us, be able to send out multiple offerings to pastors and people and widows, and because it's such a blessing to be able to take care of the widows, take care of the orphans, take care of the children, take care of the, we're taking care of this one and that one. And don't you know, we're believing God to bring back 30, 60, 100, even 1,000-fold return back unto us. Hallelujah. God is a wonderful God. Hallelujah. We are standing on his word, standing on his promises. Hallelujah. Even when it don't seem like it, the enemy trying to shake you in, the word of God don't, it doesn't work. You might as well go and do whatever you want to do. No, hallelujah, no. Be not weary and well doing, for in due season, you'll reap. If you don't faint.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's due season, saints of God. Hallelujah. It's due season.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We praise God for his word. Bishop Bird, hallelujah.
Oh, bless God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel my help coming right now, because the word of God is really true, and I'm going to flow in it right now. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground it shall be sown into is good ground, and I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Hallelujah. Strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone. Deliver someone. Set the captives free. Let them not be the same after this word that shall come forth right now. Satan, you are defeated already. You're under our feet. Get in behind us. We counsel you out. We evict you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for the 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. And let the church say amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let the church say amen again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Harry Walsall. Thank you for saying amen. Naisha Walsall, God bless you. Thank you for saying amen. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Pastor Tom and Rosalind Swin, thank you for saying amen. Hallelujah. Julie Warren, God bless you, baby girl. Thank you for saying amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you. Glory to God. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to start off with something funny right now. Watch out now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There were two devout Christian men, and they were also avid baseball fans. And one said to another, Tom, do you think they have baseball in heaven? And John said, well, I don't know. But look, let's do this. Let's make a promise to each other. Whoever gets there first, come back and tell the other one whether there's baseball in heaven. And they both agreed. They said, well, we promise. Sure enough, one of them went on to be with the Lord. And they came back. And they told, and they said, Tom, I got good news and bad news. What do you want to hear first? Tom said, give me the good news. He says, there's baseball in heaven. He said, yeah, yeah. They both throwing up both hands. Boom, chakalaka, boom, chakalaka. They was happy. Then Tom stopped and went, okay, now give me the bad news. John said, you're pitching next Thursday. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got one laugh on that one. Hallelujah. Some of y'all, you'll get it on tomorrow. Glory to God. But just for a little while, hallelujah, I want to talk. See, Pastor Peaches stole some of my thunder. For the title of this message is Standing on the Promises of God.
Mm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So I got to ask you a question. Are you standing on the promises of God?
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Are you standing on the promises of God?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Tell another neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor. Are you standing on the promises of God? Mm. Mm. Raymond, hallelujah, down in Chesapeake, Virginia. Tell Rachel. Rachel. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you standing on the promises of God? Mm. And Rachel, tell Stephanie, are you standing on the promises of God? Now, if y'all don't have anybody around you, you say, self, are you standing on the promises of God? Hallelujah. I need you to go to Hebrews chapter 6, verse 13. We're going to do that. Hallelujah. Standing on the promises of God. I got news for you. When you stand on the promises of God, you're standing on the rock. Mm.
Hallelujah.
It ain't seeking sand. Hallelujah. Last week, our Pastor Maxine talked about seeking sand. Hallelujah. Building your house with rocks. Hallelujah. Or building your house with sand or straw or wood. But hallelujah, you got to stand on the rock. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you get to that scripture, say amen.
Amen.
Oh, go ahead. Read that.
Hebrews 6:13. It says, for he, oh, wait a minute. For when God made promise to Abraham,
mm-hmm.
he could swear by no greater, he swear by himself.
Swear by himself. Okay, you know, there's one thing he put above himself with his word. Now, he just swore. God swore by himself. Verse 18.
That by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, he might have a strong consolation who had fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us.
In Numbers 23:19, it says that God is not a man that he should lie, but his word will do what it was set up to do. Paraphrase, of course. Hallelujah. Psalm 89:34 says that God keeps covenant. Mm. Covenant of Abraham. Mm. God keeps covenant. And what he has said out of his mouth, he is not going to change it. Mm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give that next scripture there. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. When you get there, say amen. Hallelujah. I want you to know this. You must need to stand on the promises of God. They are yea and amen. Here's the key. I think he was at Oral Roberts University, and his project was to count the promises of God. Hallelujah. And you know what? It took him a year and a half to count the promises of God in the Word. And you know what? The number he came up with was 7,487 promises in the Word of God. Mm, thank you, Lord. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Mm, mm, mm. Hallelujah. We're going to do with 19, verse 19 and 20. But it's important for you to understand standing on the promises of God. Now, some of you are standing on the promised security of life. That's doing what you feel like doing, being cavalier, you know, unselecting, not holding on to any kind of focus, You just whatever will be. One of your favorite phrases is whatever. You're standing on your emotions rather than on the word of God. Hallelujah. You're standing on seeking sand.
Amen.
If the arm of flesh will fail you, but Jesus, hallelujah, he never fails. You got that scripture?
Hallelujah.
Read.
Which one are you asking for?
19, verse 19 and 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 19 and 20.
2 Corinthians 1.
Verse 19.
Verse 18.
19.
For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silas, Silvanus and Timonius, was not yea and nay, but in him was yea.
All right.
All the promises
mm-hmm.
of God in him are yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us.
Now, I need to correct a whole lot of folks in the Christian world who go around telling people, hallelujah, that the promise of God are yea and amen. That's not what the word says. The word says the promise of God in him, and who? In Christ Jesus, yea and amen. So some folks think that God is a celestial bellhop, and your name is Jimmy, and gimme, because my name is Jimmy. And you don't understand that there's a key to yea and amen. You've got to be in Christ. That's the key that unlocks that. You ain't in Christ, well. I don't believe in saying Jesus. I just want to say God, because you know what the Bible says. The promise of God is yea and amen. It doesn't say that. It says the promise of God in Him, Christ Jesus, yea and amen. You've got to be in Christ. That's the key that unlocks that door. Get it right. Don't you go around misquoting the Bible and then getting upset with God because it wasn't yet a man to you. He didn't answer that thing because you didn't use the key. Mm. See, the 7,487 promises of God, they all have keys. Those are safe deposit boxes. Glory to God. One of the most famous scriptures in Psalm 23. People have actually died for teaching their children the 23rd Psalm. Starts off, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That's one of the promises. There are about 11 or 13 promises in that one scripture. But what's the key that unlocks that? It says so right there. The Lord is my shepherd. You got to make the Lord your shepherd. That's what unlocks the key.
Amen.
You want the blessings of the Lord. You want to stand on the promise of the Lord. You better unlock the key. Now, I've got to share this with you. The keys to these promises are usually in the same scripture or in a verse preceding or succeeding afterwards. But there's a key to every promise. And one of the most significant promises of God, I could not believe it. I didn't see it until I realized that this promise, hallelujah, had six keys to that promise. Now, you go to a bank and you have a safe deposit box, and it takes six keys to unlock that one safe deposit box. You know you got something valuable in there. Is that right? Can I get an amen? If I can't buy one, can I rent one for a little while? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Or say amen, Sister QB, Elder QB, Minister QB.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I went to 2 Chronicles. Go to 2 Chronicles 7:14. When you get there, say amen. Hallelujah. Speedy Gonzalez at work again. Hallelujah. Read.
If my people...
What?
Which are called by my name.
If my people,
which
are called by my name, go ahead.
Shall humble themselves.
Humble themselves.
And pray.
Pray.
And seek my face.
Seek my face.
And turn from their wicked ways.
Turn from the wicked. Okay, stop right there. Six keys. To what? What is the promise. Six keys to this promise, y'all. Go ahead, read the promise.
Then will I hear from heaven.
You're going to, hallelujah, heaven will step up and show up and show off. Come on.
And will forgive their sin.
What?
And heal their land.
Say it again. Say it again.
I will hear from heaven.
And
will forgive.
Forgive.
Their sin. And
their sin.
Heal their land.
We need healing in the land. Hallelujah. We need healing in the land. We need God to forgive us of our sins. We need to confess our sins one to another. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God said, I will hear from them. I will send the angels from heaven. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To take care of business here. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. It's my people, that's y'all, that name the name of the Lord, that's walking around here, who are called by my name. Hallelujah. Oh, you're so easy. I'm a Christian. Hallelujah. I want to know if you're a saint of God. Hallelujah. I want to know all your blood washed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Christ-centered. Hallelujah. Saint of God. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost-filled. Saint of God. Called by my name. Would humble themselves, hallelujah. You know what? One way to humble yourself, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Y'all need to stop praying. Lord, come and humble me. You need to stop that. You better humble yourself. Because humbling means one way of humbling yourself is going to fast. Hallelujah. Because something only come out through prayer and fasting. Humbling yourself, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on now. Stop being prideful. Hallelujah. Like there's nobody holy but you. Oh, they got some churches like that. Ain't nobody going to heaven but y'all. Man, you only got 200 people. You mean heaven is going to only have 200 people in it? What's wrong with your mind? Thinking that only your church is going to heaven. Hallelujah, Jesus, help us today. Good Lord Jesus. Humble yourself and pray. Prayer is essential. Well, I don't have time to pray. Well, you don't have time to live, do you? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. The Bible says pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. You better communicate with God. Hallelujah. You want to be talking to God. And you know, that's nice that you're underage and you want to live on somebody else's faith. But when you become of age, hallelujah, and when you know right from wrong, hallelujah, you better start praying for yourself. It's good. I heard the song. I'm glad that somebody prayed for me that had me on their mind. They took a little time to pray for me. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. I got news for you. You better pray for yourself. You're jumping on the phone every 5 minutes, every time you get a pain, every time you back up against the wall and you call and you want somebody to pray for you. Did you pray for yourself? Did you put the word on it yourself? And then you can call somebody and say, well, where the word says, you know, two are touching agree. But you got to agree first. Then you go and get somebody who got some power, who's a spiritually anointed God, who's spiritually powerful, you know, who knows the Lord and stand on his word. Then you, glory to God. Let me stop here. Come on now. Hallelujah. If my people who are called by my name would but humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn from the wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive the sin, and heal the land. God wants to bless your socks off, but you've got to understand he can't do it unless you're in him. You've got to get in him, baby. You've got to turn that key. You ain't going to open no safe deposit box if you don't put the key in there. I don't care. You can say open sesame all you want to. You can throw all the oil on that box all you want to. Hallelujah. You can lay down in front of your safe deposit box all night long. You can have all night visual and prayer. You can go on a fast for 40 days and 40 nights. And if you don't open it with the key, it ain't coming open. Because God is a consistent God. And he said, look here, I'm going to give you what you ask for if you ask for it. With the key, you put the key on it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. There's so many scriptures that I have. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You put the key on the word of God is seed, babies. Hallelujah. Luke 8:11, Mark 4:14 says the word of God is seed. Hallelujah. You get there. Find the key to that promise. You wonder, look here, I'm going going through the stuff. Nobody else has gone through the stuff. Have you gone through the Word of God? Have you looked up the 7,487 promises? Because there's a promise there for you that will fit your situation. Hallelujah. You stand on the promises of God. Hallelujah. Because it's hallelujah. You stand on the promises of God. Hallelujah. If you stand on the promises of God, hallelujah. Oh, he gonna be faithful to his word. Hallelujah. Oh, he's going to keep his word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 46:10. He's going to keep his word. If he said it, he's going to bring it to pass. He's going to do it. He's going to perform it. That's what his word said. And Psalms 138:2 says, one thing he put above himself is his word. Now, you can stand on his word, or you can stand on you can be cavalier about your life. Now, Hebrews 11:6, it says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must first believe that he is and that he's the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You've got to intentionally seek him. You've got to, hallelujah, hallelujah, without hesitation, without equivocation, you've got to deliberately seek God and his word. Stand on his word, baby. Because that'll take you through the hard times. Hallelujah. I know the good times is all right. Hallelujah. But when you got the good times, you better stoke up. You better save up. That's why you see the squirrel. Hallelujah. Saving up nuts. Hallelujah. Before the winter comes. Because, hallelujah, the Bible says that as long as the heaven and earth remain, there's going to be seed time and harvest. There's going to be sun the day and night. Hallelujah. You better, hallelujah. There's going to be winter and summer. You better get yourself together and stand on his word while you can. Hallelujah. The Bible says, work the works of him that sent us while in the day, but the night shall no man shall work. Hallelujah, because it's kind of dark at night. You can't see what you're doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's John 9:4, by the way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Stand on the word. But it's so terrible. Close your eyes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And just look at what God said. Hallelujah. And God said. Look at his word. Stand on his word. Don't worry about it. Don't look at what people are doing or what hallelujah, knuckleheads are doing. That's why the word says Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world. Don't be doing your own thing, being cavalier, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Get your mind focused on his promises. Stand on his promises. Then look. Gather those promises, hallelujah, glory to God, almost like an Easter egg hunt. Go ahead and collect those things. How do you do it? You get the key and you unlock the promise. You'll be in Christ. You a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are new. Watch out now. I want you to understand this right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're going through. Hallelujah. You are. Hallelujah. That you in the oven of life. That's what happens. You in life, baby. It happens. Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. The good, the bad, and the ugly goes around in circles, comes against good, bad, and ugly. That's life, baby. But if you stand on the promises of God, guess what? You're standing on the rock. Hallelujah. And yes, the winds may blow. Hallelujah. The storms may come. Hallelujah. But you're on the rock, and you're not on sinking sand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Focusing on God. Stand on his promises, and you're going to be all right. Does that mean that nothing won't come your way to attack you? No, that don't mean that. But it says, no weapon. No weapon. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, for it's the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And you got to focus in on the promises of the Lord. He said, Lord to God, is my people who are called by my name would but humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Hallelujah. I want you to know today, hallelujah, no matter what you're going through, you are more than a conqueror to Christ Jesus, who strengthens you. Philippians 4:13. Watch out now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can do all things. Hallelujah. He's ready and able, but you got to have the than be a hallelujah. I'd rather you be hot or cold. You're lukewarm. What are you going to do? He's going to spew you out of his mouth. James says so. Watch out now. You've got to hear his word. Stand on his word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then when you get on his word, hallelujah, as Pastor Peter said earlier, hallelujah, glory to God. Galatians 6, I think that's 9 or 10. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Be not weary in well-doing, because in due season you'll reap if you don't faint. Hallelujah. Pastor Peter, what time is it? Shakara Bushata. Glory of Makaya, the little sucker. What time is it, Pastor?
4.
What is it?
4:24.
Whoa, y'all. Right now, hallelujah. I spew you, hallelujah. I blow on you now. The wisdom, the blessing of the Lord, the prosperity of the Lord, I blow on you right now. In Jesus' name. I impart right now the anointing of the Lord upon you, the grace and mercy of God upon you, the blessings of the Lord. Hallelujah. You're empowered to prosper. If you're in Christ, hallelujah, I implore you. I beseech you, I beg you, get in Christ. And then you can say, like Galatians, hallelujah, 2:20 says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Hallelujah. Be in Christ. You want to be victor. You want to be successful. 2 Kings, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, oh, glory to God. 2 Corinthians, hallelujah, 2:24 says, hallelujah, you always triumph in Christ Jesus. And no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, no matter what it feels like, you're more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. Come on now. I said you're more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lift your hand and tell the Lord, thank you.
Thank you.
And tell him, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I want to be in you, Lord. Nothing but you, Lord.
Yes.
More of me, Lord. More of me, Lord. Hallelujah. My heart desires more of me, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's yea and amen. The promises of God in Christ are yea and amen. And the word says so. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in our sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. In Jesus' name. Psalms 19:14. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord for you out there. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Share whatever you want to share right now. We got a few more minutes.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank you for tuning in to the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center for our Sunday Victory Service. We trust that you've written down the scriptures. Hallelujah. And feast on them. Until we come together again, we will see you on Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. Hallelujah. 319-527-6036.
Hallelujah.
Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. That is 319-527-6036. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word.
Amen.
If you'd like to sow into the ministry, you may send prayer requests, your offering, whatever you want to send to the House Prayer and Worship Center, box, Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. That's P.O. Box 24554. Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. If you have pennies for us to pick up, we are building a hospital in Uganda. Hallelujah. Save your pennies. Hallelujah. We'll come by and pick them up for you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Pastor Peaches, just like to let y'all know, see, one U.S. penny is worth 37.91 shillings in Ugandan money. So you think it's a little bit, it's a whole lot. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I just like to say also, if you have a testimony or if you want to, hallelujah, be a part of what we're doing, hallelujah, you can call 410-444-5152. That's 410-444-5152. If you want to be a virtual member of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, you can write to us or call us on that number, 410-444-5152. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I know somebody said, well, why is it a different number on Sundays and on Wednesdays that you call to listen to the radio program? It's because we're on two international radio stations. Radio 1 is on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Radio 2 is on Sundays at 3. God bless you. And I just, hallelujah, I love all of you. Glory to God. I thank God for you, and I hope you receive something today. In fact, I know you received something today. Stand on the promises. Look for the keys to unlock God's promises in your life. They're only, thank God, 7,487 promises in the Word of God and counting, because I know he didn't finish, the brother that was counting that as a project. There got to be more than that, hallelujah, in the Word of God. But they're yours in Christ, hallelujah. Yay and amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, boy, I wish I could sing, hallelujah, because I'd be singing more of thee, Lord, more of thee. Hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah. My heart desires more of thee. That's what we all should be singing. Hallelujah. We want to get through all of the stuff that we're going through, and we're going through a whole lot, but the operable word is through. You're going to make it. I've got news for you. You're going to make it. Yes, you're going to make it. Hallelujah. And when you get out on the other side where the light is, hallelujah, you can exhale, hallelujah. Just take a deep breath, hallelujah, and let it out, hallelujah, because God is good, hallelujah. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures through all generations. You don't believe me, hallelujah. Go to Psalms 136 and read all of those scriptures, and every verse at the end says, and his mercy endureth forever. Glory to God. His mercy for you endureth not for a little while, but forever. Pastor Peaches, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you. Hallelujah. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is seeking sand. All other ground is seeking sand. We got to focus in on the rock. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, you can go on a little bit further. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because we know we're still recording, even though it might be after 4:30. We're still on the air. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And praise God for his word on today.
Hallelujah.
We hope you've written down the scriptures. Hallelujah. If you'd like to call us, we can give you the scriptures that the pastor preached from today. You can dial 410-444-5152. Hallelujah. And we'll share those scriptures. If you'd like to call and give us a testimony or even a prayer request, we're here to pray with you. We're here to pray for you. Hallelujah. We are servants of God, and we're here for you. Thank you, Jesus.
We love you. Hallelujah, we love you. God bless you.
He's so wonderful.
Have a blessed week in the Lord.
The Lord is my shepherd. He's my God. Whatever I need, the Lord will provide. And pray, I won't say hi. I know he's so wonderful. Whoa, he's wonderful. I really believe the Lord is wonderful. Yes, he is. Whoa, he's wonderful. I know the Lord is so wonderful. Yes, he is. Whoa, if you never try God, try the Lord one day, and see what my Father comes out and make a way. And well,
Bye-bye.